Good morning. So, this won't really be my typical loud, thrusting, squirting, wet recording that you might be accustomed to hearing. Although I guess I do have a few kind of quiet ones that are rambles, but I've got a little bit of cold, and also I was cleaning out a drawer yesterday and I found something that I thought I lost, which at the same time was like, how did I lose a stainless steel anal plug that weighs as much as a full can of soda? And also, it's not tiny. How did I lose that? I think I was unpacking and it might have fallen in there. Same, like, how did I not hear it? I don't know. Anyways, it's been missing for since June. And it's one of my favorite toys. So I was excited when I ran across it yesterday. I was really tired when I went to bed. I had had a full evening. And I was really tired at the same time. I was just turned on, and so I decided to go ahead and put the plug in before I went to bed. And I mostly just squirmed around in my bed and enjoyed it. I had a hands-free orgasm with it, which is always appreciated. And then I fell asleep. So I'd been sleeping with it. So when I woke up this morning, I felt it. Oh, God. It's my favorite plug. I think I said that before. So yeah, it really is. I remember when I first got it, I thought, well, I'll, you know, test it out and I'll wear it while I run and do some errands. Little did I know, I was not going to make it out of the store without orgasming. I picked up a couple of things and I was, you know, halfway to the registers when I just had to hold on to one of those end caps and take it. Oh, I remember every step was like inching me closer and closer to climaxing until finally I was like, oh God. I've since learned how to at least edge a bit more with it and not give in if I decide to, you know, wear it around for a little bit. But yeah, it, let's see, I'm sure I can't say the brand of it, but if you're into plugs, this one is stainless steel, which most of them aren't, so that gives away maybe what it might be. I'm just saying it's worth every fucking penny. They're not cheap, but also they're absolutely worth it. This one's the large and the and this line, I guess you call it, and it's got like a little handle at the end that you can tug on, which I appreciate. So I love to have you inside me and tease myself. I love to climb on you and ride you and then have you tug on it. Tease me. I love that I can warm it up with water so that it's like body temperature, and then it feels like you. I love how the head is shaped. Always surprises me how even when I prep with you, how difficult it always is to get past your tip. Love how fucking swollen you get. It's one of those app controls ones, so I just set a pattern on it, and it's kind of U-shaped. It's has one end that goes inside my pussy and the other that stays pressed against my clit, so I get the dual climax. And then with that plug in my ass. Fuck. I'm just crying against it. Take my ass slowly. Behind me with your arms wrapped around me, your fingers teasing my nipples. Cock just pressed into my ass, stretching me. Fuck how you stretch me. I'm gonna be so fucking feral by this weekend, thinking about this, needing it, needing that dual penetration. Need you in both of my holes. Toy just vibrating inside my pussy. Get me so needy for you. Cock stretching my tiny little ass out. I love to pull the handle and pull it all the way out. Oh, so I can press it again. So I can get that feeling of stretched. Just what I like. Just when I'm getting ready to come, how you'll stick your finger in my mouth. Maybe two of them. Ha! So I'm just all encompassed by you. Seems impossible that you'll fit into my ass in this position. I remember telling you, no. I don't think it's gonna work. I mean, we can't start in that position, that's for sure. Jesus Christ. But when we get to it, remember the time we had family over? We'd been messing around and trying to be quiet, and then you put me in this position, face down. Just laying on top of me, pressing that cock into my ass. You had to put your hand over my mouth to keep me from screaming. Mm-hmm. It's also fun when you don't have to be quiet at all and you can just make all the noise you want. I love how it's one or the other. But yeah. Slow you take me. So slow and so fucking hard. Definitely going to use this plug this weekend. I might just wear it on the drive down to you. God. That's an hour and a half drive, so we'll make it interesting. I'll be so ready. So ready for you to take my ass. Toys with me. I love how you are not at all threatened by them. In fact, I remember our first date. A date, if you can call it that. It wasn't really a date, our first hookup. I was pleasantly surprised to see that you had a plug and a vibrator on the bed waiting for me. It's like you knew me so well already. And I thought, I don't know. I've never much enjoyed somebody else playing with me. But then you did. And fuck. You knew just how to play with me. Oh, you had me begging for your cock. Oh. God. know. I said this one, I was just going to use the plug and this little panty vibe, but no, I just want to be fucked. Oh my God, I made such a mess for you. Jesus. It's dripping out. Take another shower. Oh my God. I don't think I've come and squirted that hard and fast with the toy in a long time, and I'm sure it's because I had the plug in my ass. So literally down to my knees, all down my thigh. Mm.